This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to For the Pod.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of What the Puck. It is a Washington Capitals podcast, which means it's a podcast about your reigning, defending, undisputed Stanley Cup champions of the world. And welcome, everybody, to 2019. What the Puck is back. It's our first show of the new year, and Caps went on a little bit of a roll, and then they took New Year's Eve off, kind of like the rest of us. So... joining me, as always, to talk all about it, Coach Dan. What's going on, man? How are the holidays?
They're good. I had a good time. I was out of town for a week, got rid of a cold, and then I came back, and the cold came with me.
Wow, that's
good. Fun. So I have to apologize to everyone if I am if I'm sniffling a lot during the show.
That might be a sign that you should just be on vacation all the time.
Ah, that would be amazing. I got to say, I've never really been like completely interested in moving to Florida. Damn, the weather's nice in the winter.
I'm sure, but then you got a lot
even
of crazy
when it was
people.
Like not well. There's that. Well, you got that everywhere, buddy. But even when it's not like great, I was like, oh, it's only in the low 70s and windy. Even that, you're like, yep, I'll take it.
Well, it was crazy. I was in Ocean City.
A different kind of beach experience,
right? But New Year's Day, it was like 68 degrees. I played mini golf outside without a coat on. The weather was pretty fantastic. I mean, I don't know when this cold's supposed to hit Baltimore or Maryland in general, but it ain't here yet, and I'm kind of digging it. So it's nice to not really have those cold temps just yet. Even though it did take away a little bit of the Christmas feel, if you will, because there was no snow or any cold or anything like that, but whatever. The beach is the beach. I had a good time too. I actually took Lord Stanley with me on a vacation to Ocean City, and whenever I went out for a Caps game, Lord Stanley came with me. And I gotta tell you, going into a place and having people give you a standing ovation and holding the cup above your head is a pretty awesome feeling.
Wait, I can do that too. You know what? It's all on the other side of the room. Never mind.
I went to Northside Pit and Pub. If you're ever in Ocean City, that's actually a great place to watch a Caps game. They have Ovechkin's jersey on the wall, a couple pictures. They got the Stanley Cup mug, that big plastic one that looks like the Stanley Cup. That's on the bar as well. But I walked in, people literally stood up out of their seats, clapped, and were saying, "Lord Stanley," I held it above my head, and people were going nuts. And they played the game there with audio. It's always one of my biggest pet peeves when I go out to watch a game is there no audio. But they had audio for the game. I think it was the Carolina game, the first one after the Christmas break. And, pretty fun time to be down at the beach. Not too crowded, but a lot of Caps fans, which is great. But let's get into it. Let's talk about the games that happened. The Caps went on a little bit of a run, like I said, and then New Year's Eve, they kind of took off and only played about half the game. That seems to be a going trend for the Capitals. They feel as if, they're doing good, and they take their foot off the gas and kind of let up, and they let that game get away from them.
That one, I wasn't able to catch the Nashville game, but I went back and watched some of the highlights, and it just seemed like The energy level, the commitment wasn't there where it was where it needs to be, and that's going to happen sometimes throughout a season. I mean, the NHL schedule, I believe, is the longest schedule of the professional sports, at least the main four professional sports, in North America. And so there's going to be games where the guys kind of take off. And I don't think it's necessarily an indication of this team. I think every team has it, where it's a long season and you can get distracted by things outside of their professional life, things in their personal life are happening, or they're just tired. And, New Year's is later that night, and they just kind of got caught not paying as close attention as they should have been, and it ended up being a loss.
I mean, it was a tough loss because it was against Nashville, who they're terrible on the road this year. I think it was 8 road wins so far this year.
They're pretty bad.
And this was their first road win, I think, since the beginning of November. So
You're welcome.
It could have been an easy 2 points, but the Capitals kind of let it get away from them and let their minds get in other places, which kind of sucks. But that's all the return of Brooks Orpik. He came back on the ice for the first time since October. Once again, the Capitals are not the team that they wanted to be at the beginning of the year, missing Matt Niskanen for that game. But you said you didn't get to see a lot of the Nashville game, but what does it mean to have Orpik back on the ice for this team? I know you're not a huge fan of him, but that's got to be
valuable. Wait a minute. I wasn't a huge fan of his contract.
So you like the guy
and
now.
The fact that he's slow as hell. But he's not like Jeff Schultz levels of slow, but he's not exactly the fastest guy out there. No, I think that it's nice to have that veteran presence in the locker room. I think it's nice to have him there. I think his contract last year was what doomed the Caps. Or they won the Stanley Cup. Can you really say anything got doomed? But I think that's what sort of handcuffed the team at times in terms of being able to make certain moves. But it's not exactly like they were missing him. The Caps are still on a roll while he's been out. And all the other players have been stepping up. You look at a guy like Madison Bowie, who's played better. He got his first NHL goal in the game. Oh, God, who is that the win over? Why am I blanking on that right now?
Is it the Senators?
Yeah, I think it was the game against the Senators. He got his first NHL goal. And then Tyler Lewington, who had been called up, he got his first NHL goal. Not only first NHL goal, but he also got a Gordie Howe hat trick.
That's right. And the last show that we did, you said Tyler Lewington, we don't know much about him. I don't think he's going to get any ice time. But here he is. He's on the ice, and he's definitely making the most of it because you see him there get a Gordie Howe hat trick. I mean, you come to the NHL, and you come to impress. He definitely did it. He won the Hockey Night in Canada towel afterwards, and they actually let him keep it.
Yeah, I saw that on Twitter. That was pretty funny. He got sent back down, so it was pretty obvious he wasn't getting a ton of ice time. But then when Niskanen went down, it was going to – the reality is you're going to have to play him at some point. And with all the injuries between Orpik and Niskanen, and then Juice has been out, and who knows when he'll be back. He had to play him, and he definitely didn't make them regret it. He came out and he played great against an Ottawa team that is struggling right now. But I think that the players have been stepping up. So with a guy like Orpik coming back, it's definitely great for the team. But knowing that they played well, Orpik's going to have to up his game a little bit to make them want to keep him, you know, playing every night.
Did you notice after the game, Tyler Lewington got his Gordie Howe hat trick, Madison Bowie got his first goal as an NHLer. Did you notice who was the guy pranking the rookies, the younger guys, during the post-game interviews?
I believe it was Top Line Tom.
Top Line Willie, baby, Tom Wilson.
I'm a little upset that he was doing that, and let me tell you why, Brandon. He wasted a perfectly good milkshake. Milkshakes are great. They're phenomenal. And he wasted one, and it really bothered me.
Can I tell you the weirdest thing about that is that I didn't realize, because I just saw a picture at first, that was a milkshake. And I looked at that hat, and I was like, oh, that's a pretty cool design. That's kind of cool. It's like the bird is like breaking through the fabric. I kind of dig it. Then I realized it was a milkshake on top of his head.
Milkshakes are great, and they should never be wasted on somebody's head. So I'm Madison Bowie. I'm upset about the fact that he wasted that milkshake. I'm tired.
So Bowie got the milkshake. Lewington got a neck full of shaving cream. Didn't really get the face that much. So Willie's got to do some work on his pranking. But I think that says a lot. The fact that Willie Baby and not Ovechkin is the guy pranking the youngsters after the game.
Ovechkin, you got a kid now, man. He's busy. He's got to go home.
Sure, I guess, but like he's the captain. He's got the C. How come it's not Ovi? I mean, I think you're seeing that Tom Wilson behind the scenes may be more of a leader than a lot of us know.
He was probably like, Tommy, go get him. he's the bully. He's the ringleader, but he gets other people to do his dirty work. That's my guess.
I want to ask you about Top Line Tom. How come we haven't seen Top Line Tom in a while? It seems as if him and Oshie kind of switched up lines in the last couple games. Why do you think Todd Reardon did that? Because it seemed as if, you know, Ovi does a little bit better when he's got the big body of Tom Wilson on the same line with him.
Without being in Reardon's head specifically, I think that the team struggled at one point. And I think what we're seeing from Reardon is that when the team is struggling, he feels like things aren't working. He's got no issues mixing it up. And I don't really have an issue with that because he doesn't make dramatic changes, it seems to be. I think he did a little bit earlier in the season. but he doesn't go completely insane. He just, you know, he makes a couple changes, try and finds other pairings. He's trying to, you know, see what fits and what works and just kind of goes from there. I mean, we saw, I think it was the lines today. He's got Ovechkin, Kuznetsov, and Wilson back together. So he's going back to the lineup from the cup run.
Which I think they should do and what's worked. And I didn't really see the need to switch those lines up. I mean, they seem to the team seemed to have been doing all right. But whatever, that's I'm not the coach. So he seems like he's happy to do it. So the other guy I want to talk about, Matt Niskanen, he took a nasty fall into the boards, no penalty whatsoever, and he's been he was out the
last
game.
Did I read that even he thought it wasn't a penalty?
He thought it wasn't a big deal, just bad place, bad timing. I don't think it was a boarding penalty. I honestly do think it was bad timing, bad place, but a lot of fans were calling for the heads of the other team and saying that that was intentional. And, I mean, of course, people can say that with the way the season has gone because we've had a couple players out with concussions and no penalties were called for those. But what was your thoughts on the Niskanen hit and, you know, the concussion that came afterwards?
I mean, I think when you watch it live, you're like, what? How could you, they do that without, you know, calling some sort of penalty or some, you know, a suspension or something. But I think when you go back and you look at it, it's just kind of an awkward play where it's not, I don't think it's 100% intentional. I don't think he was trying to hurt anyone. I think it's just sort of an awkward play. Yes, the player probably could have avoided that situation, but I don't think it's necessarily the end of the world. Clearly, you know, he's fine. He's back. I think it's over and they'll move on from it.
I mean, we'll see what happens. I think Niskanen actually is due back in the next game, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think this is a long-term deal. Seems like he's already feeling better, so hopefully we'll get to see Niskanen back soon. And if he does come back and Orpik's back, the defense is a little crowded there. Who do you think is going to be the one sitting? Are we going to see Singenthaler being set back down?
I think, I was going to say yes, but so wait, what's the defense? I guess Bowie would be yes. No, I think they want to keep a seventh defenseman though. So do you send Singenthaler? I think they hang on to him, and he rotates with Orpik and Bowie.
Okay, so – but that kind of limits his ice time, his playing time. Couldn't he be down in Hershey getting more experience?
Yeah, but I think they like the idea of having a seventh defenseman, and maybe Orpik is the guy who's kind of rotating in and out.
Really? You would do that to the veteran?
I think it's the reality. If the other two guys are playing better, you got to play them. He's been in the league long enough to understand that.
I mean, I guess Singenthaler would be taking Juice's spot as well. So, I mean,
yeah, I think if Juice comes back and he's playing at a high level, then I think Singenthaler definitely goes down.
But I believe Juice is on long-term injury reserve, so we have no idea if he'll be back. Even if he might not even be back this season, right?
Yeah, they haven't said his career. They haven't said that it's season-ending, but it doesn't sound like he's going to be back anytime soon.
Well, hopefully we'll see him back soon. The kid did really well at last year. Anything else in Caps world we should be talking about right now?
Oh, well, we got a bunch of stuff. We're talking about Ovechkin being named captain of the Metropolitan Division for the All-Star Game.
That's right. While we were off, it was Ovi's the captain, and now he's not the captain.
Yeah, he was like, thanks. I really appreciate the opportunity, but no thanks. I'm going to go sit it out. And as a result, he actually has to sit out. I believe it's the first game after the break.
Because it wasn't an injury.
It's not an injury. So he out for the next game after the break, which really isn't that big of a deal. Word is that he stepped out because he doesn't want to be. He wants to rest in time for the stretch run for the playoffs to make another run potentially in another cup. So. I don't think it's that big a deal. Congratulations definitely need to go out to John Carlson, Braden Holtby, who are named to the All-Star game. It's the fourth for Holtby and the first for John Carlson, which is pretty cool.
I'm a little surprised.
Something like that where they don't give someone a nomination that they should get. And, you know, maybe someone like Nicholas Backstrom, who once again has been ignored by the NHL. But Backstrom, he's been selected as the Caps nominee for the last men in ballot. So that voting will actually begin. You can go to the NHL, I think it's nhl.com/vote. Or somehow on the NHL app, but that app sucks. Starts Thursday at noon. closes Thursday, January 10th at 11:59 p.m. You can vote up to 10 times per day. So, Caps fans, get out there, vote Backstrom. Send him to the All-Star game because he deserves it.
There was a push from Caps fans to write in Tom Wilson and have him be the captain of the Metro so he would, you know, have to captain a team with Sidney Crosby. But what do they do now that Ovi said he's going to be sitting out? Because he was voted captain of the Metro. Now that he's not there.
I'll just give it to somebody else.
Sidney Crosby?
That would be my guess. I don't think he – I mean, it doesn't even matter.
Like, and you know what? When they took away the All-Star draft on Friday night where the players just got trashed, it wasn't fun anymore. Like, watching them just get drunker and drunker was really fun. Now with the whole tournament and everything, boring. I like the skills comp. That's it.
That was pretty highly entertaining. Incredibly silly, but really entertaining.
So what else we got going on? Are you happy with the Holtby Carlson nomination?
I just think that Backstrom's again getting ignored. And I think it's wrong.
All right, so let's all right, so you got Backstrom. Let's say he all right, here's what we'll say. Holtby, Carlson, let's take out Backstrom, and let's just say is your other offensive all-star for the Capitals?
You just want me to say Tom Wilson.
No, I'm not. I'm just wondering who
else. You say I can't say Backstrom, so it's Kuznetsov.
You think Kuzi would go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. I'm checking their stats, but he's fourth on the team in points behind Ovechkin. Connolly is actually, although he was out for a number of games, so he's in front of Oshie, but Oshie was out for a while. Connolly's fifth in the team in points. Interesting. I say that or Oshie, but Oshie might be more for the namesake. Yeah. He is a very good player, don't get me wrong.
Now, Carlson, not an option. Who defensively would you take to the All-Star game?
Oh, say that again?
Defensively. Take John Carlson out since he
I thought you
there.
Said, who wouldn't you take? And I was like, what kind of...
Orpik, I hate him.
Screw that guy. No, Niskanen?
You would go Niskanen?
I don't know. I don't think the Caps really have an all-star level defenseman. And that's not sound insulting. They have, you know, very good defensive players. I just don't think anyone's necessarily an all-star so much as Carlson. The other guys are just, like, really good.
Sure.
Yeah, so I don't know if I really would pick anybody else. Orlov, you know, could be fun for a skills competition, but I don't really see anybody else.
He'd be a great trade bait.
All right, stop. I don't know what is with your hatred for him. we got to talk about this one day because you have a strong dislike of Dmitry Orlov, and I feel like it's completely unfounded.
We'll talk about that one day when he's not on this team.
Well, how long have we been on the show? All right, we probably don't have time this week. We got a lot of NHL news. So, we'll have to, when we have a slow week, we'll talk about your strong dislike. I'm going to get you a Dmitry Orlov shirt. That's what I'm going to do.
I'll take it.
I have one.
Do you?
Yeah. As my wife would say, I have too many clothes. Or too many clothes? Is that right? Wait, say that? Too many shirts. I have a, like the jerseys, as you like to call them.
Sure.
Got
one for each member of the team.
And somehow it's opening Microsoft Word. I don't understand what's happening right now. The laptop's losing its mind. I think I have Kuznetsov, Carlson. Do I have a Holtby? I can't remember. Orlov. I have Burakovsky. That was money well spent. I found a Jeff Halpern on eBay, so I got that one. I have a Calle Johansson, Ovechkin, Backstrom.
I agree with your wife.
Shut up. I have a Jay Beagle, Vancouver Canucks.
Oh, you got one?
Yes, my in-laws got it for me for Christmas, which I thought was very cool. So I have where is my Jay Beagle shirt? I'm going to wear it tomorrow. I have a Jay Beagle Canucks one, and I really want an Elias Pettersson because that kid's ridiculous. He's so good. I'm telling you right now, the kid's going to be a star in this league if he's not already.
All right. That's cool.
If you can't tell already by my voice, I have a cold because I can hear it like getting more gravelly. I sound like I've been smoking my entire life.
Anything else going on in Caps world?
No, I feel like we're forgetting something. So we'll just talk about that next week, I guess.
All right.
Cause I can't think of anything else. You know, the teams they're doing really well right now. They're on a bit of a roll.
Yeah, yeah. I think taking a night off, and then after that, I mean, it's going to be a tough month. They got a lot of solid teams are going to be up against this month. So rest up now, boys, because 2019 ain't slowing down anytime soon. So that is pretty much it for Caps World this week. We're going to go down on the farm. But before we do that, here's a quick word from the Baltimore Sports Report Network.
What the fuck? What the fuck? Is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. We are going down on the farm. We are talking Hershey Bears, South Carolina Stingrays, and Hershey Bears coming up this weekend, Star Wars night. They got Star Wars jerseys, and as Russian Machine called him, Nathan Skywalker.
Oh, okay. I'm out. See you guys. That's it.
Modeled off their Star Wars jerseys, so pretty cool stuff. So
not doing this. Too stupid.
Coach Dan, what's going on down on the farm?
Apparently dumb things are happening in Hershey. Stupid Star Wars. Anyways, well, since we last talked, Hershey went 3-2 with two wins over Wilkes-Barre Scranton and one over Providence. The Bears currently have 30 points, which puts them last in the Atlantic Division with a record of 14-18-2. The reality is they need to go on a run. Like, if they really want to have an opportunity to get somewhere in the standings, you can't be getting 500 every week because you're just going to end up obviously in the same spot you've been in. Bears will be back at it this weekend with back-to-back games at the Giant Center starting on Saturday against Grand Rapids and Sunday against Milwaukee. Or if you've watched Wayne's World, Milwaukee.
I was just thinking that.
Down, because no one talks about Milwaukee outside of that. Down in South Carolina, the Stingrays went 1-2 with a win over Greenville. We've been off for like 2 weeks. I feel like 2.5 weeks or something. But was it even that long? Week and a half? Whatever it was. But they didn't have a lot of games. They went 1-2. They got that win over Greenville. They currently have 37 points. That puts them third in the South Division with a record of 18-13-1. And they have a busy weekend with three games in a row starting on Friday at the North Charleston Coliseum against Worcester before heading on the road with Saturday and Sunday's games in Orlando. That's what's going on down on the farm.
Man, Hershey Bears, they got to do something last. Good golly. That's just... That
they
sucks.
They're struggling this season.
Didn't they just – is this a first-year coach? I feel like this is like a first-year coach. They just
– Yes.
I think they did a switch. I'm not sure, but
– No, I think you're right.
I don't know. Something's got to be figured out down there. God. All right. Well, go Bears. Go Stingrays. Somebody get me a picture of Darth Vader at a Hershey Bears game. I really want to see that.
Oh, jeez.
If the Ravens weren't playing in the playoffs on Sunday, I think I'd head up for that game. But, whatever. I got to watch the Ravens. All right.
Hashtag fire Bruce Allen.
All right, guys. That's it for Down on the Farm. Now let's go around the NHL. Everybody, here we go. We're going around the NHL. The Winter Classic has happened, and as the NHL Network said, we are at the halfway point for the NHL season. You know what else I heard on the NHL Network? I wanted to tweet them. They actually said, the Buffalo Sabres, they're in the wild card spot right now. Who would have called that at the beginning of the year?
Me! I did! God damn it.
I would have tweeted them and said, my boy, Coach Dan!
I knew it. They're going to be. I'll say Vancouver, and they're currently, I think, 2 points out of it. So I'm almost there, man. Nice, Patterson. That kid's amazing.
So tell us, Coach Dan, what's going on around the NHL? By the way, did you watch the Winter Classic?
I watched zero of the Winter Classic.
This is the first year I have not watched any of the Winter Classic, and apparently it did get a ratings bump from last year. So people are watching, just not us.
You're welcome, I guess. Not sure how that makes sense, but, you know, like, I don't know. I got nothing. Let's start in Toronto where we missed that they traded forward Adam Cracknell to Anaheim for former Capital Stephen Alexei.
I didn't know how he was still playing.
I mean, I don't think he was playing in Anaheim per se. Where is he playing right now? I'm going to Google it real quick once I remember how to spell his name.
Is he a Maple Leaf or a Marley?
I have to imagine he's a Marley now, but that, yeah, he's already played six games with the, he was playing in San Diego with the Gulls. Now he's playing in Toronto. He's played six games. Sorry. Yeah. With one goal. He's got 11 penalty minutes in six games.
Of course.
There's our boy Alexi. Don't you have his, does my wife have his shirt?
I had his jersey.
You had his jersey.
I gave it away.
I knew
when you leave, I'm giving your stuff away.
You can still hold on to ones of people. It depends who left. Like certain guys, I think we talked about this before. Certain guys you can wear, certain ones you can't. Anyways, there were a couple of small trades after the roster freeze. Some of the most interesting ones were Florida sent goalie Michael Hutchinson to Toronto for a fifth-round pick in 2020. Edmonton sent defenseman Chris Weidman and a conditional third-round pick in 2019 to Florida for defenseman Alex Petrovic. The Oilers weren't done there, as they then sent for Drake Caggiula, and defenseman Jason Garrison to Chicago for defenseman Brandon Manning and Robin Norrell. Interestingly enough, it was Manning who broke Connor McDavid's collarbone during the 2015-16 season, that being McDavid's rookie year. Got to tell you, that is going to make for some fun small talk in the locker room up in Edmonton. Like when I saw that trade, I was like, okay. And then I saw that, like, I didn't make the connection. And then when someone tweeted it, I was like, oh, that's super awkward.
It is really awkward.
Like, you're going to walk in and McDavid's just going to put up a middle finger or something. Like, this is not going to go well. Anyways, the last trade is Vancouver sent goalie Anders Nilsson and forward Darren Archibald to Ottawa for goalie Mike McKenna, forward Tom Pyatt, and a sixth-round pick in 2019. Now, there were some players around the NHL that wanted to get in a few extra days off over the winter break, as there were three suspensions. First was Edmonton forward. No way I'm going to say this name correctly. Jahar, it sounds like something from Game of Thrones. Jahar Kaharia, it's J-U-J-H-A-R space, last name, K-H-A-I-R-A. I apologize. No idea how to pronounce that correctly. My bad, sir. He got two games for cross-checking St. Louis defenseman Vince Dunn. That sounds like a country music singer's name. Not to be left out, San Jose defenseman Erik Karlsson was suspended two games for an illegal check to the head of L.A. forward Austin Wagner. And then Boston forward David Backes said, hold my beer, as he was suspended for three games for an illegal check to the head of New Jersey forward Blake Coleman. So apparently both Erik Karlsson and David Backes were just decided to be a bunch of douches and try to hit people in the head. So that's nice of them. Winnipeg defenseman Dustin Byfuglien, he spells his name weird, he was fined $2,500 for slashing Calgary forward Johnny Gaudreau. And then Montreal forward Philip Deneau was fined $5,000 for a dangerous trip of Florida defenseman Aaron Ekblad. Toronto's Austin Matthews, Colorado's Nathan MacKinnon, and Edmonton's Connor McDavid and his collarbone were named captains of the other divisions in the upcoming All-Star game in San Jose. As we talked about before, no word on who the Metropolitan captain is since Ovechkin has removed himself from the All-Star game. And finally, the NHL announced on New Year's Day that the 2020 Winter Classic will be in Dallas because warm weather and ice go well together. No opposing team has been announced at this time, which is kind of weird. My thoughts should be Minnesota, though the game should also be in Minnesota, but I suppose one thing at a time. That's news for the past few weeks in the NHL.
Why are you saying Minnesota? Is there a rivalry there?
No, because the Minnesota used to be – Dallas used to be the Minnesota North Stars.
Right.
And then they moved to Dallas.
Oh, okay.
So, like, Minnesota Wild, like, it would be perfect.
Interesting.
Also, super awkward, but whatever.
Yeah, so, I'm trying to think, like
– I've been saying it for years. It should be Dallas and Minnesota in a Winter Classic.
I saw on Twitter somebody said the Winter Classic next year will be in Dallas. Who's playing? And somebody wrote back they said Chicago Blackhawks versus Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yeah, it's like it's always Chicago. It's ridiculous.
Although they don't do very well. I think they've lost all four of their outdoor games, haven't they?
Have they? I don't know.
I think
That's interesting.
Yeah, I don't think they do well outside, but...
All right, I found a couple other bits of NHL news real quick. The NHL announced the 2019 Heritage Classic, the outdoor game. Oh, wait, no, wait. When was this from? Oh, yeah, yeah. That's going to be Calgary and Winnipeg at the Mosaic Stadium in Regina. Regina? Regina, I believe. Saskatchewan. I just quoted something. I didn't even realize it. That'll be on October 26th. And then the NHL Classic in Dallas. What was the other one? The Stadium Series game will be held at the U.S. Air Force Academy's Falcon Stadium. Yeah, that sounds tough. In Colorado Springs, Colorado, it'll be the Avalanche against, they haven't said, which is rather interesting. And then congrats to former Capital head coach and current Islanders head coach Barry Trotz. He passed Al Arbor for fourth on the all-time NHL wins list. Picked up a 783rd career victory. Damn. He's been coaching a long time.
That's not too shabby.
Yeah. That's pretty good. So congrats to him.
So that's it for the show this week?
Yeah, I think let's wrap it up, man, before I get any more stuffed up.
All right, guys, if you want to continue the conversation with Coach Dan or I, you can. It's real easy. All you have to do is tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at Brando Cash. Coach Dan, where can people tweet to you at?
You can find me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan, talking all kinds of Capitals-related stuff, as well as Arsenal Football Club and the moves that they're not going to apparently be making in January. You can see me saying hashtag fire Bruce Allen because he is a horrible person to have on the Washington Redskins, as well as he just seems to be just a bad person in general. I mean, he could be a nice guy. I don't know. But he's just terrible for football teams, and he needs to go very quickly. Also, potentially talking about the Buffalo Bills, as I need a team to follow that isn't completely and utterly inept.
You know who's still playing right now, right?
You know who probably won't be playing after this weekend?
You don't know that.
Who are you guys playing?
The Chargers.
Oh, dude, they're on a hell of a run lately.
Yeah, and the Ravens beat them 3 weeks ago.
Well, you know what? Don't get overconfident, buddy.
I know.
And don't you get the Patriots? Whoever wins that game gets the Patriots?
I think so. Well, maybe it depends. It all depends because it's lowest seed against highest seed. So
do they reseed after?
Yeah,
I thought I saw.
So like if the Ravens win, I think they're third, and the Chargers are sixth. If the Chargers were to win, they'd face the Patriots. But if I don't know, it's not a lock that they will face the Patriots next on, but it's likely.
Okay, so enjoy that. We'll see. One day, the Skins will still suck unbelievably.
Hey, good news. If you are interested in that Capitals-Blues game, by the way, on the 14th with the gloves, and you live in Baltimore, Jimmy's Famous Seafood is running a bus that game. It's $100. It's a bus ticket to the game, koozie, drink, and then a happy hour before you leave. So, pretty cool. It's a fun place.
Not bad. That's not bad. Somehow that was finding me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan. But hey, if you've enjoyed the show, if you've enjoyed my sniffling and trying to avoid having this cold and my gravelly voice, whatever it might be, go ahead and check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. It's where you can find out when new shows come out, as well as other fun things related to the Washington Capitals or pictures that Brandon finds and he thinks are funny. It's facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. But Brandon, where can they find other things related to Brando Cash Entertainment?
You can go to BrandoCash.com, get all the information you're ever going to need about Brando Cash Entertainment, and our Facebook page, Facebook.com/WhatThePuckPod. We are also on the Twitter at WhatThePuckPod, so make sure you like us, follow us, do all those things you're supposed to be doing on the social medias. All right, so we do the show for free. You listen, stream, and download for free on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel, All we ask in return is for you to please spread the word about the show. Let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat and Vero and Twitch, anywhere you are social on the web with your phone. Say, I'm a Washington Capitals fan. I listen to What the Puck, and you should too. Don't forget to write us an Apple Podcast review and help other people find us that way as well. So let's talk about the games that we're going to be watching before we talk again. The Capitals are up against the St. Louis Blues in St. Louis on January 3rd. That game is at 8 o'clock, and you can watch that locally on NBC Sports Washington. And then they are back-to-back, and they are up against on Friday night, January 4th, against the 2020 Winter Classic hosts, the Dallas Stars. Could the Caps and the Dallas Stars have a game on New Year's Day next year? Unlikely, but they could. They are against each other.
I saw people talking about that, thinking it would be like, oh, like Cowboys and Redskins. And I'm like, guys, just no.
No, it's not the same.
Different sport.
Now, if do the Dallas Stars wait it out, see who wins the Stanley Cup, and invites them, the Stanley Cup champions, to town? I don't know. We'll see.
Absolutely.
That game is at 8 o'clock on Friday night, and that is on NBC Sports Washington Plus locally here. Then the Caps have a day off, and they travel to Detroit, and they are up against the Red Wings. That game is at 5 o'clock Sunday afternoon. You can watch that nationally on the NHL Network and on NBC Sports Washington locally here. And then on Tuesday, the Caps return home on the 8th to go against the Philadelphia Flyers. That game is at 7:30, and that one is a national game on NBC Sports or locally on NBC Sports Washington. So lots of hockey to come down. Four games. We got the Blues, the Stars, the Red Wings, and the Flyers. Coach, what do you do? That's a pretty hefty stretch right there. Three road games, one home game. What do the Caps have to do to make sure they get a couple W's here?
I think really they need to keep doing what they've been doing. They need to wake up a bit for after their last game. Keep the offense going well, keep the defense running strong while also making sure that they're contributing, offensively, and to make sure that they are just playing their game. Don't let teams force you into playing the way that they're playing. Make sure you play the game the way you want to. Don't get distracted by little things that teams may do in terms of trying to, if they're taking a run at somebody, whatever it may be. And they need to be smart. I think the worst thing they can do is get dumb and go after somebody and lose their cool. Just make sure you keep a level head.
Hopefully the Capitals can do
talking that. To you, Tom Wilson.
Why you gotta single him out?
Because it's funny.
Because everybody else is. All right. So that is pretty much it for the show this week. Everybody, say it loud, say it proud. Welcome 2019 in with a big what's up, babes?
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jacks. For more information, go to brandocash.com.